Hello.
Oh, hi, Frankly. It's Tina from Local Splash. You asked me to follow up with you today regarding the payment.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right.
So,
Excuse me?
I was just going to say, we have the visa ending in 1657, and that's the one that's not going through.
Okay. What do you mean 65?
The last four digits of the visa are 1657.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's the card that we're having trouble with. So I didn't know if you wanted to use another card or if you just needed to transfer more money into this card.
Yeah, just the same card. How much I will pay now?
Just $149. And then once that settles, I'm going to push the next billing all the way out until June 3rd. So that way you won't have to worry about that May 12th payment that's coming up soon. That one we're going to push out for you, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Hello, I'm still here.
So is the card is 1657, right?
Yes, that's the last four digits.
Yeah, it is.
Mhm. So when we try to process it on that card, it says insufficient funds. And I know last you spoke with me, you said, oh, there's enough money in the card. Let me call the bank and find out what's going on. So, but
right now it's
saying that it's insufficient funds unless you want to deposit more money and I could try it later.
Okay.
Or I could take a different card from you if you like. Do you have another card that you'd like to try?
No, I have this card because, supposed to be, it was, luck, but. I fixed it last time.
The system tried to process it at 8:25 this morning and it still didn't go through. So, do you want me to try it again? Or I think it's probably going to still do the same thing, right? When did you unlock it?
Last week.
Oh, yeah, it didn't go through because the system tries to process it once daily, and it declined on April 29th, on April 30th, on May 1st, May 2nd, May 3rd. The system tries to process it once daily. And my only concern for you is that today is the 3rd, and the next payment will hit on the 12th, so that's only, what, 9 days away? And I don't want that to happen to you, but also on the top of your website, RomeroTileMaster.com, there's a big orange banner up there saying the information here is no longer being updated. So that's just supposed to be a friendly reminder to let you know to call us, you know, that we're having trouble with the payment. But some people see that and they might think that you're out of business or something, you know. So
yeah.
If we get the payment rectified today, that orange banner will come off today. You know, we say within one business day, but, you know, it's early on the West Coast, so I'm pretty sure we could get it done today if the payment goes through.
Okay. And I think, yeah, I can do it later. Let me see what I can do. I have a couple questions too, because when I looking in the company in Google, like simple, like tile installation, and in my area, right?
Yes.
So I can't find it. I don't know if it's like this working like that or something.
So Google tracks it, okay? So in the time that you've been with us, it's showing us that your company has been found on the first page of Google 406 times, and you are getting Google actions, including clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. So if you look now and you can't find yourself, I actually just put Tile Contractor Morristown, New Jersey, and I found you on the first page in the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You're in the 8th position on the first page. But your placement is probably affected right now because your account went into suspension on April 12th. And when an account goes into suspension, everything stays active, but there's no active programming being done on the account. And that will affect your placement because Google changes the algorithms every day. I've seen it happen as often as 5 to 6 to 7 times in one day. So when a payment stops going through, all of that programming stops and nobody goes in and updates the information anymore because the account's suspended. So once, you know, we get the payment, we go in and we get you caught up on all of that, and you'll see much better results this month. Also, Romero Tile Master, I'm looking at the Google listing right now. It actually doesn't have any reviews on it. So that's one thing that you can do to help it is to get even better results is to work on getting a 5-star rating on it. So I'll send you that review generator email. I know we've sent it to you before, but it will help you get some 5-star reviews on the Google listing. And that's going to help you with not only getting better placement, but also a higher conversion. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, because now a potential client, when they see you, they'll have that warm, fuzzy, comfortable feeling in hiring you because they will see that, you know, you're a 5-star rated company on Google. And that email that I sent you, frankly, it's already linked to Romero Tile Master Google listing. So all you have to do is copy it and paste it and send it to some of your past and present clients. And it'll say, you know, thank you for using Romero Tile Master. If you're happy with my service, click here to leave a review. And then when your clients click that box, it will automatically take them to your Google listing.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, most people will do it because all they have to do is click on the button. So most people will fill it out for you if they get that. So I think that will help you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Yep. Perfect.
Yep.
And the second one, in Facebook, when I do, like reels or pictures, there is say like I have to pay more for like
not anymore
publishing. What?
No. We originally had you set up with a package that was bundled together with Facebook ads, but you and I had talked about it, and you said that it, you know, you wanted to maybe take those ads off, which is why we lowered your subscription to $149. So before you were paying $249 monthly, but $100 of that went to Facebook ads. But now we took those off. So you'll still have your Facebook page for the business and people can still contact you on it, but we're just not going to run those extra batch of ads anymore. which I really don't think you need them anymore. Usually those are better for people when they first get started to jumpstart the placement and get you results a little bit quicker. But now that you're ranking on Google, most of your business will come from the Google optimization.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep. So if you like, I can put a one-time payment in on a different card, and then I could go back and put, you know, this card on for future billings, if you like, since there's something going on with this one.
Right, right, right. Let me see. Let me see, because I supposedly I have money in this card. I don't know. Let me see what I can do.
Yeah, maybe you could log on and see what the balance is or something.
Right.
Maybe that's the problem.
If I can fix it, the payment is going like automatic, right?
Yes, the payment goes automatic on the 12th of each month. But after we get this one, I'm going to push the next billing out to June 3rd. So after today, moving forward, your payments will always run on the 3rd.
All right. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Let me see what I can do in today.
Okay.
Yep.
So do you want me to call you back in like an hour, or how long is it going to take?
Let me see. If you call me like 3 p.m., it's much better.
3 p.m.
Like,
okay.
To confirm it. Yeah.
Yeah, you got it. I'll call you probably closer to maybe 3:30-ish, because we take lunch from 2:15 to 3:15 your time. So I'll probably call
you
between 3:15 and 3:30, okay?
All right.
Okay, sounds good. Okay, I'll talk to you later.
Okay,
okay.
Bye.
Take care. Bye.
Bye.